Here we go. Okay, it's dinner time in the Strange household. So, just about to plate up dinner. So what have we got tonight? We've got some slices of bread. We've also got some oven chips, and I threw a few fish fingers in there. Just for good measure. Tonight's been a good night, because we've been on Twitter, and we've been talking about air pollution with Documentally in rugby, and with Alison W, we've been generally discussing the world and its ills. Kind of. If you want to talk to these people who are very, very interesting, just go to my followers, follow at Documentally. He's famous enough. But, you know, a few more followers is good. And Alison W, well, she's very, very knowledgeable about computery type things. Although, by her own admission, she does mess up every now and again. Likes a nice Sicilian wine too, and that's a good thing. So, have a good night. There, that's the beans. The beans with peanut butter extra. Can't be beat. The tap running and cleaning the old pan. Okay. So, what I'm going to talk to you about now, briefly, is a guy called Gary McKinnon. He's currently going to be extradited to the States by the British government under an agreement which is one-sided. One-sided in the respect that if Britain wants someone from the States to try, we have to provide evidence of a crime and reasonable evidence as such. And the States, if they want to extradite someone for an alleged crime, then they provide no proof at all. And that's not very fair. And there's a lot of people that disagree with this extradition. They say that if Gary has committed a crime, then he should be tried in the UK. But the US are saying that, well, you know, what happened as a result of his interference in NASA and government computers constitutes a crime in the US. But it's cyber, so unless the US is planting the flag and staking the claim to the whole of the internet, then cyber belongs to everyone and not the US, despite them having servers there, or despite us having servers here. So, go online, go to a site called www. Or you can ignore that, but just type in freegary.org.uk. Okay, go and find out what it's all about. Help with the cause if you agree with it. If you don't, then fine. Not everyone's going to. It's politically charged, but it's also a moral and an ethical issue. If you don't want to be under the thumb of the Americans for the rest of your life, then you might want to side with Gary McKinnon. And if you agree with an intergovernmental treaty that is, for all intents and purposes, one-sided in favour of the US, then you might not want to agree with it. Anyway, just read the facts, go to freegary.org.uk and make your own mind up. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I'm going to eat oven chips and beans and bread and have a thoroughly fine end to my evening, and tomorrow is another day, and we shall see what it brings. Good night.